Manu Patra alerts dated the 30th of January 2020. Supreme Court has dismissed the curative petitions of Akash I, one of the four convicts awaiting execution of death penalty in the Nirbhaya gang rape murder case, on the grounds that there were no merits in the curative petitions. Supreme Court has stayed the proceedings in the petitions filed in the Madras High Court challenging the election of Dravida Munnetra Kazhagam, DMK, leader Kanyamozhi Karunanidhi from Thoothukudi Lok Sabha constituency in the 2019 general elections. Supreme Court has refused to interfere with the Allahabad High Court order granting 2 days parole to rape accused Bahujan Samaj Party member of Parliament, Atul Rai, allowing him to attend his oath, taking ceremony as Member of Parliament in New Delhi. Delhi High Court has held that if there is nothing in the first information report which indicates a conscious and knowledgeable possession of a firearm, no case can proceed under Section 25 of the Arms Act, 1959. Bombay High Court has ordered Deepak Kokchar to move to the first appellate authority while putting a hold on the order passed by the Commissioner of Income Tax pertaining to the assessment year 2012 to 2013. Delhi Court has directed Tihar Jail Superintendent to file a report on an application moved by two of the convicts seeking a stay on the date of execution. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, Pune has held that the wife's separate income can be clubbed into husband's total income and in the case of any loss incurred by the wife's business, losses can be set off while the computation of the husband's total income is done. Authority of Advance Ruling, AAR, Rajasthan has held that Goods and Services Tax, GST, does not apply to labour contract services for the construction of flats under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, PMAY. Supreme Court has held that the discretionary power of courts to grant anticipatory bail cannot be curtailed and such protection can extend till the end of the trial. The court has further held that anticipatory bail should not invariably be limited to a fixed period unless there are any special or peculiar features necessitating the court to limit the tenure of anticipatory bail. Supreme Court has held that a regular inquiry as per the service rules is necessary for the termination of the services of an employee when it is stigmatic and punitive. Delhi High Court has questioned Jawaharlal Nehru University's JNU decision to hold online open book examinations for a semester where most classes were not held. The court has further asked the board of studies of various schools and special centers in JNU to recommend how the remaining classes of the monsoon semester can be held and examinations conducted. Delhi High Court has issued notices to the Union Government, Jamia Millia University, the Central Vigilance Commission, University Grants Commission and Najma Akhtar in a plea challenging her appointment as the current Vice Chancellor of the University. Kerala High Court has struck down Sub-Rule 2 of Rule 21A of the Kerala Minimum Wages Rules 2019 which mandated the payment of wages electronically through bank accounts. The court, however, has upheld the other amendments brought through the Kerala Minimum Wages Amendment Rules 2015 regarding the maintenance of electronic records relating to the wage information of employees and uploading of the same through the wage payment system developed by the department. Madras High Court has held that even retired employees of an institution have the right to form an association trade union under the Trade Unions Act, 1926. The court further observed that the authority is bound to register the association formed by the retired employees unless there is any prohibited ground for not registering the same. Gujarat High Court has held that the commissioner cannot delegate his powers of the passing of provisional attachments under Section 83 of the Central Goods and Services Tax, CGST, Act, 2017 to the Assistant Commissioner. Madras High Court has ruled that the amount received by an employee from the employer on premature termination of the contract or notice pay recovery of employment will not be chargeable to service tax. Delhi court has granted bail to C.C. Tumpi in a money laundering case related to Robert Vadra for allegedly acquiring assets abroad in an illegal manner. National Green Tribunal has directed the Central Pollution Control Board on the compliance status of e-commerce giants, Amazon and Flipkart for plastic management as per the provisions of Plastic Waste Management Rules, 2016. Securities Appellate Tribunal has given relief to Religaf Invest, an arm of Religar Enterprises, in a fund diversion case, involving erstwhile promoters, Shiv Indale and Mulvinder Singh. Authority for Advance Ruling, AAR, Rajasthan has ruled that the fortified rice kernels and fortified milk are classified as otherwise prepared and do not fall under the purview of Chapter 10 of Goods and Service Tax, GST. Tariff, therefore 18% GST, which is divided into 9% Central Goods and Service Tax and 9% State Goods and Service Tax, is made applicable. Reserve Bank of India has imposed a penalty of 1 crore rupee on Housing Development Finance Corporation, HDFC, Bank for failing to comply with the central bank's Know Your Customer norms.